On today's Monday Business Quick Tip, I'm going to teach you the sales numbers that you have to know if you're going to run a successful roofing business. Hey, everybody. I'm Dave Sullivan from The Roofer Show, and I'm going to jump right into today's Monday Business Quick Tip. If you didn't catch last week's tip, you're going to want to go back and check that out, because this week we're going to continue our talk about the sales numbers that you need to know. You need to know them inside and out if you're going to grow a successful roofing business. Last week we started off talking about the Shark Tank show, and I love that show. That's where entrepreneurs go onto the Shark Tank. They're trying to raise money for their businesses. Sometimes it's just an idea, others just some crazy business that you kind of wonder, how the hell did they come up with that? But the sharks have a way of going through it and checking out these companies, doing their due diligence to see if it's a company that they are interested in investing in. Yeah, it's Hollywood, but they've got some great information for business owners that we can learn from. And those sharks, I mean, they've been there and done it. They know what they're talking about. And I just find it really interesting because we can tell a lot from the show. And it's always the same. When the sharks start drilling down on a business, all they want to know about are the numbers. And what are your sales? What does it cost to make? What's your profit margin on each project? They want to know those numbers. They don't care if you're selling shoes, widgets, or roofs. It's all the same. And the ones that know those numbers just off the top of their head and have the confidence to be able to talk about their numbers, those are the guys that usually get funded. And then the other ones, the ones that don't know their numbers, they get laughed at, and they usually get thrown out on their ear because it just shows you're not going to be successful. You don't know the numbers. You don't really understand what's happening in your business. Now, some of you may say, hey, I'm doing fine, so what's the big deal? Well, in this economy, any clown can make money. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. But when the economy turns, and I believe it's happening now, you've got to have your head in the sand if you don't think things are going to change. And you're starting to see interest rates going up. You're starting to see housing start slow. Your housing prices are starting to fall. I don't think it's going to be like the big recession that we had a while back, but everybody has short memories. Just remember those times and how difficult it was. And the ones that are going to survive and prosper are those that know their numbers. These days in this economy, you can throw out a big price and you're probably going to get the job. But I think those days are numbered and things are going to change. And the only way you're going to prosper is by having the confidence that you know exactly what your costs are, what your break-even number is, how many sales you've got to have, and you've got to manage these numbers when things get tight, and those are the guys that are going to be successful. And that's what we're going to talk about here. And we're not talking advanced math. We're not talking about accounting. You don't have to know anything about QuickBooks or the accounting system, any of this, but you have to know these basic numbers to manage your business. It's as simple as that. And just to get back up to speed, and these are the numbers we're going to use. We're going to continue from last week. Always start from the end. What are we looking for? When we talked about, well, we were looking at our sales. So we took $1 million in sales, for instance, for the year, because we wanted to make a $100,000 salary, which is 10% and the number that we should be shooting for. That's, again, that 10% salary is in the overhead. You're looking for an additional, say, 10% net profit below the line, and that's where we're going to start off with. So we need $1 million in sales. How do we get it? We need our average job size. Average job size, we said, was $10,000. So that means we got to sell 100 jobs a year, and we can divide it out by months and see how many jobs we've got to sell, how much revenue we've got to have each month. To get those 100 jobs, what are we going to need to do? We said we had a 25% close rate. We close one out of four deals. We're going to talk about that today on how to improve that. So that means we've got to actually sit down at the kitchen table or make the proposal presentation. We've got to do that four times for every one of those deals we're going to sell. So that means we've got 100 jobs that we're going to sell. We need to sit down 400 times to make presentations, right? Because we're only going to sell one in four. Now, to get those 400 presentations, we're going to need that phone to ring, right? Now, the phone rings. Those are not qualified leads yet. We've got to qualify those. And we said, let's say 50% of those are not in our target market. We may be doing residential, and maybe somebody calls in with a commercial job. We don't want it. We want to stay in our niche, focus on our ideal customer, our ideal prospect, and stop running around for everybody, trying to be everything to everyone. That doesn't work.
This is one of the biggest mistakes I see that contractors make. They get a phone call, they drop everything, they run out, they don't qualify. That's one reason your close rate sucks. So you've got to learn to have that conversation on the phone about what their needs are, what problems they're having, and whether or not you've got the solution for them. At what point of the sales process they're in? Are they just kicking tires? Is this something that you want to get involved with? But whoever's going to qualify these leads and have this conversation, which at times can be uncomfortable, they've got to be trained. They've got to be practiced. And there's a process that you go through to be sure that you've got an ideal prospect here that you're going to spend your time, sometimes half a day, to go out and see if this job is a fit for you. You have to learn how to say no. And if it's not the right job for you, let me refer you to somebody else. That way you're being nice. You don't have them running around town bad-mouthing you and leaving a one-star review. That's really important. But to learn how to have that conversation on the phone, you can eliminate all that garbage. Your close rates are going to go up. You're going to spend less time screwing around, and you're going to have more time to sit in front of those customers that are your ideal customers that are going to buy and get that close rate up. Out of those 10 calls, we've now got 5 qualified leads to run. We run those 5 leads. One of them turns out to be something we're not interested in. So there's our 4 leads that we've run, qualified leads. Now we're going to make 4 qualified proposals. But the question is, how many times did the phone have to ring? How many inquiries from wherever they came from, how many inquiries do we have to have the opportunity to make 4 proposals that are going to end up with 1 sale? Well, that number's 10. Okay, so if we multiply this out, let's go back to the beginning. We need $1 million in sales. We're going to have 100 jobs to do it. Our average job size is $10,000. That means we're going to need 400 proposals put out to get those sales, which means we've got to have 1,000 inquiries, right, to turn them into those 400 qualified leads. That phone's got to ring. That website has to produce. We have to get those referrals. We have to get any inquiry that we can, but we're going to need 1,000 of those. So that's a big number. But now we know what we're going to have to do, and we're going to want to break those down into months. We're going to want to break those down into weeks. So that way it's easy to see how many leads, how many inquiries we got to bring in, how many we got to convert into leads. We got to know each week how many proposals we've got to put out and how many we have to convert into sales. It's going to be written down. Everybody's got to understand that. Here's our goal. We're going to meet regularly, whether it's once a week, every 2 weeks, but everybody needs to know exactly where we are. If we start falling behind, we're going to have to make it up on either the next week or certainly by the next month. Otherwise, we're not going to hit our targets. And if your backlog's not where it should be, you start making mistakes and you start making stupid decisions, like you start cutting your price because you don't have the work and you start to panic. But if you know how long that sales cycle is, it's going to take you 30 days for the average close, and you are running out of leads down the road, you can forecast ahead and see that you got a problem and you're going to need to step it up.
Now that we know what we've got to do, we know our numbers, we can start managing those numbers, then we can start improving on those numbers. Let's look at that close rate. Yeah, 1 in 4, that's not very good. Let's see if we can turn that into 2 out of 4, our numbers change in a huge way for the benefit. So now we don't need as many inquiries. We don't need as many qualified leads. We don't need as many presentations because we've improved our close rate. It just makes it easier to hit that $1 million mark that we have a goal set and the $100,000 we have for salary. So to start doing that, let's break our numbers down a little more. Now, the first thing is inquiries. Make sure everybody, every time somebody calls in or we get any kind of inquiry, we've got to be certain, absolutely certain, where that inquiry came from. Did it come from our website? Did it come from a referral? Whatever. You need to make sure that that's written down and we know where these are coming from. So we can see, okay, if there's 10 leads that come in, 10 inquiries that come in, where'd they come in from? 2 were referrals, 5 were from the website. Who knows? All the various things. So you get your categories and you break them all down and we track those numbers to see where our inquiries are coming from. Therefore, where is our business going to be coming from? Now, this becomes really important if we're doing paid leads like Angie's List, which would probably explain why we're only getting 5 out of 10 qualified leads. And you're paying a lot of money to have that done. So let's say that's going to be a low close rate on those particular deals. Now, we know that referrals, that's going to be our highest. Let's say we close 3 out of 4 there. So we need to look at now managing those. We need to get more referrals, more qualified leads, and stop paying for all this crap. There's ways to do that. Let's say we're going to make sure we're going to track this referrals per closed deal. Let's say we want to get 1 referral for every 3 jobs, and we can track that so we know that we're increasing, we're using tactics to increase the referrals. That's a different topic, but we get more of those and our cost per lead's going down. Let's say we're going to track the numbers from, we want to get 5-star reviews from 1 out of 2 of our closed deals. We can track that now because we know our numbers and we're going to be spending less for marketing costs, less per lead. And that's a good thing. And we're able to charge more money for those deals because we've already built the trust. We've already got, we're known to them or repeat customers. And that means we don't need all those inquiries. We don't need as many proposals to make. We're going to go close jobs and we're going to make more money and we're going to do it in less time. And you're going to have more free time. And who doesn't want that? So I'm going to close this out. We're going a little over. Ideally, you would have a CRM program that'll do this, but you can do it on a sheet of paper. Just do something and track these numbers because it's going to make a huge difference now, and especially when things slow down, because they're going to. Well, thanks for listening. Hopefully you got value from this tip. If you can go to iTunes and leave a rating and review, push the big yellow button on the show notes. Makes it really simple, but I would really appreciate that. And check us out this Friday and every Friday. And thanks for listening.